Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of News on the Flip Side, Tuesday's edition. I know, already second day in the week. What are we now? 13 days, 14 days to Christmas? Dun, 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 dun. Well, for me, I've always been able to mark Christmas because my mom's birthday is on the 13th, and, you know, it's 12 days from Christmas. And it makes it easy. But anyway, I hope everyone's having a good evening, great morning, great afternoon. You know, a lot of news going on, a lot of stuff to keep up with. If you're viewing us tonight or if you're watching us on YouTube or somewhere along the line, you can see I have the video up of Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump and Chuck Schumer and Mike Pence today having their discussion about, well, you know, the wall. Yes, it didn't go well. Everybody looked like fools. We're going to play it here in a few minutes. I'll let y'all get the gist of it. And then we'll move on to some other news. Well, you know, somebody had sent me a poll this morning about Donald Trump's handling of the Russian probe, and it said 29% of people agree with his handling. But the problem is it's a liberal poll, so that means that basically 30% of Democrats agree with his handling of the probe. Yeah, until they do bipartisan polls, it's all these polls mean. If it is NBC, ABC, CBS, or CNN, or Reuters, Gallup, Quinnipiac, or AP, it's always left-leaning. Always. All you have to do is go back to the election and see that all of those ones I named had Hillary winning by 10 or more points, and she lost. Not just that. They've been wrong on almost every poll they face because they do 100 people poll. They go on their websites. They get 100 Democrats to come take the poll, and that's the answer they give you. Because anytime you do a real poll like the ones we do, you know, we have polls like with Obama's approval rating. Well, we had 56,000 people take the poll, 56,000. His total approval rating was 39%, and the overall majority of people who voted in that poll were Democrats, 45%. That's a poll, not this other bullshit we hear about. Currently, we've got one up for the little tiff up with Joy Barr and Meghan McCain on The View the other day. Oh, yeah. It basically just says, should Joy Barr be fired for bullying, trying to bully Meghan into her political views? Because that's what she was doing. She's trying to browbeat her is what she was trying to do. Now, this was anybody else talking to a woman this way, these girls in The View would be, oh, fire right now, fire right now. But it's one of them. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Yeah, no, she needs to go. She should have never acted like that. If you cannot act civilized, you should never talk politics. It's a real simple concept. Well, as you can see with these idiots right here on the screen with us. I mean, it comes to a point where you just have to stop. It does. It gets ridiculous, and you have to back away from it or take a breath from it or get away from it. That's why I couldn't believe they made Nancy Moron Pelosi speaker again. She didn't get anything done the last few times. Remember, this is the woman who said, pass Obamacare and read it later. Yeah, this is the same woman. This is the woman that said Christ would back abortions. Yeah, this woman. She said way worse shit than that. I personally, how she's still in Congress is beyond me. What? It's because of the media. They won't touch her. Oh, well, we don't want to talk bad about her. Why? She's a complete nut of war. It's like the Alexander Cruz chick. Oh, we don't want to talk bad about her. Why? She's an idiot. Do you not realize what you're doing? You're allowing idiot socialists into our government. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Are we going to turn into Venezuela, become another banana republic? I mean, come on, guys. This is pathetic. 40 years ago, we were putting people in jail who were socialists and communists trying to get into the government. Now we're like, oh, well, come on in, people. Really? I bet you there's laws against this. I bet you if you go look, there's laws. They're probably blue book, but I bet you there's laws against this. Because we're a republic, and socialism has no place in a republic. And there is not a socialist country on this planet that works. Not one. There's only one communist country that works, and it barely works, and that's China. And it's constantly in turmoil and on the edge of collapse. Yeah, all Trump had to do was change our way of doing things, and now instead of being forecasted to have a $19 or $20 trillion thing in 2050, They'll be lucky if they get back up to 11 or 10. Well, the Democrats will all but welcome in China to become the world power. You got to wonder of the stupidity of people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Anytime you think it's okay for China to run the world, you've got serious problems. Go live in China for a while. Unless you're wealthy, go live in China. Yeah, I like China. I got a lot of things, but no. I mean, for 800 million of them, it's one of the worst places on the planet to live. But for some reason, I guess they're too stupid to figure that out. Or it's like, well, we don't want to investigate the Uranium One deal. Yeah, because Russia gave Clinton $150 million. Yeah, if there's collusion, there it is right there. They were paying her husband $500,000 to $1 million a lecture when he was in Russia. He did, what, 25 of them, I think? Yeah, no, there was no collusion, bribery, or anything going on there, no. And still, we can't find any collusion with Trump. All we can find is he paid off some hookers. Yeah, well, look, media, I'm not even going to argue with y'all about this because I went and researched Obama's campaign because Obama got busted for paying out and giving gifts for campaigns, which what Trump did. He actually did it on more occasions. This is only two counts against Trump. There was like, I think, 10 or 12 against Obama, and he ended up paying $300,000 in fines. So do you really think that Democrats are going to be able to get Trump with this? Because if they try, this is going to go back against Obama, and then they're going to be doing indictments. And oh yeah, as far as I know, there is no statute of limitations on a former president. Yeah, I don't think there is. So no, I don't care Obama's done and over. He can do whatever he wants. Maybe one of his kids will run in 20 years. They got to be smarter than that Alexandra Cortez bitch. What do you mean, Kurt? Oh, no, I don't care if his kids get into politics. They're not going to be anywhere I live because they're not going to win. I mean, maybe New Orleans, but other than that, no. No, not because they're black, because they're Democrats. Yeah, I live in the deep South, but yeah, I live in like the middle of five red states. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. But yeah, New Orleans, they could. She'd have a chance. But I would figure she would run somewhere like New York or D.C. or wherever they're living at. Yeah, well, she can't now. She's too young. What are you going to be, 30 or something? 28? I don't know. I forget. But for me, no. Because people are so immature today, I think Congress, both houses, should be 40. I don't think you should be allowed to run until you're 40. I don't think anybody should be allowed to be president unless they're 55 or older. Because frankly, anybody younger than that still got too many hormones, male or female. Yeah, they're not thinking correctly all the time. They get angry too easy. Oh, Trump just likes being mad, I think. He's the face of America. This is what America did after 8 years of Obama. This is how bad America felt after 8 years of Obama that they elected President Trump. And yet, the Democrats still do not take responsibility for why this happened. Well, mainly because they're cowards. Because they can't handle, they can barely stay afloat now. There was supposed to be a big blue wave, and they were taking a House, the Senate, and they were going to take 30 governors, and ended up no. I think the Republicans retained 29 governors, which they only had 30 to start off with. They still had 36 legislatures. Yeah, so, and they have the Senate and the presidency to go with it. Yeah, but no, the House is the purse strings. They can do damage, but in the end, they will get the blame for it. And this is what it really comes down to. And Nancy knows this. She don't want to admit it. And Chuck Schumer knows it too. If they back Trump in a corner, it doesn't matter what he does, if he shuts the government down or not. Yeah, y'all might get mad at him now, but 2 years from now, it will be the Democrats' fault that nothing's got done. Because for the last 2 years, the country's been booming and making progress. So if all of a sudden we see a flip back, then you know who's getting the blame for it. And that's all you're going to hear from Trump and every Republican. Well, when the Democrats took the House, this is what happened. Yeah, y'all will lose the House and the Senate. And come on, we're talking about – let's see who's running for president for the Democrats so far. Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton. Yeah, they both say they're going to run again. Michael Bloomberg, Michael Avenatti. Yeah, he said he decided he might run again. It's just so ignorant. Yeah. Well, Bloomberg was, was he, mayor, governor, something? So that gives him some, and he's a businessman. But he's not the right kind of businessman. No, he's going to go right back to that. Oh, let's tax everybody out of existence. Raise all the taxes. Yes, let's go back. Put all these regulations back on. That's what killed America. None of these other countries have to deal with this. It's what makes America why we can't compete. Now we can compete again. Trump took the gloves off. Now we can compete. You know, well, I hear people all the time say about clean air and all. Well, that's – you can't blame the feds for that. States have control over their own states. And don't bullshit. Don't bullshit someone who actually knows how the government works. Save that crap for one of your moron friends and goes in a chat room or out having coffee somewhere, okay? It's not how our government works. Yeah, I know. People always want to try to give you bull time. Oh, yeah. See, Michael asked him, oh, that poll came from the Yahoo View, the one about Trump's handling. There ain't nothing but liberals reading that crap. Oh, no, they have not been right yet about anything. I quit reading them because in the beginning I thought, man, well, you know, maybe. Because Yahoo used to be bipartisan. Yahoo has become one piece of crap. It's like a big hunk of manure filling the room. I hardly even use them anymore. Well, they got Oath and they got Huffington Post and the Inquirer and Inquisitor. I mean, they're just lefties. They don't even put anything bipartisan up anymore. Ever since Oath took them over, or I haven't even seen anything from Fox or anybody else up there. Or BBC One or BBC World. No, because they don't want anything that goes against their views. Because, again, they're cowards. See, Democrats have got a big problem. They can no longer stand in their own laurels and their own morals anymore because they don't have any. So the problem is how do you compete when you're just basically the murder? You know what I mean? No, the Democrats are the murder capital. Thinking, no. Don't even get mad with me, people. Chicago, controlled by Democrats. Baltimore, controlled by Democrats. Los Angeles, controlled by Democrats. New York City, controlled by Democrats. D.C., controlled by Democrats. New Orleans, controlled by Democrats. These are the six most dangerous places in our country, by far. They have the worst economies, the highest crime rates, and the gap between rich and poor is freaking ridiculous. If you ever want to really understand how Democrats feel about people, just go hang out in one of these cities. And you'll learn to stand because the rest of the country is not like that. Oh, no, man. I've been to cities that are just not like these nasty cities. Yeah, and they're big. Dallas is big, huge. Houston's big, huge. Houston and Dallas are both bigger than Chicago. They don't have that kind of crime rate. They don't have those kind of problems. You'll find that a lot of southern cities don't have those kind of problems. Yeah, because they're not controlled by Democrats. Democrats are just, in the end, they feel like they have become anti-American. Actually, Glenda, I'm not a Republican. No, sorry, baby. I used to be a Democrat until four years ago. I think I dropped out in Obama's second term halfway through because they had just gotten stupid. When we started on the LGBT thing in the bathrooms, I'm like, oh, my God, come on. Just real short, I live in New Orleans, the gay capital of the United States. Between it and San Francisco, that's really it. I mean, you can throw Queens in if you want, but really, this is where the action really happens. And there doesn't seem to be a bathroom problem in the French Quarter or anywhere in the city for that matter. People go to what a bathroom they think they want to go to, and that's it. And don't think I haven't been in men's room and seen, you know, I guess you would call them transvestites or G-males, whatever the hell you want to call them. Or, you know, well, some of them are transvestites because you're just dressing that way, and some of them are G-males because they got – anyway, we're not going into that. It didn't matter. That's the point. Nobody cares. If you go walking down Bourbon Street on any given night, you're going to see all sorts of shit. We just don't care. It's because it's not important. It's not our lives. They're not hitting on me. So why should I be offended? They're not doing anything to me. So, you know, I mean, but yet the Democrats wanted to make it into something. See, that's the point. They had nothing to go on. They had no guidance in there, but they still don't. Can you tell me what the Democrats are pushing? What is it? What? Not lower taxes. They think they should raise taxes. They want to cut the military, raise taxes. I mean, what is it they want to do? And add all kind of stuff to oil and fuel. And yeah, you remember what Obama said? Yeah, $5 a gallon for oil is about right. Pfft. Yeah, well, when you got the kind of money he does, yeah, it don't matter. And he's not even really that rich compared to other rich people. But no, he made most of his money in the presidency. Yeah, yeah, his book and his $400,000. Yeah, that's where he got most of his money from. Oh, now I'm sure he's out doing, you know, I know his wife's out selling some bullshit book. So this tells you what kind of hypocrite Michelle Obama is. So I'm listening to her today. She's talking about how you be the upper one and always take the high ground. And she doesn't do that. She's attacked Trump more times than I can account. She was attacking Trump before Trump ever started attacking them. Yeah, she was attacking Trump when he was in running. Oh, yeah, when she was still first lady. So, and she was one of the ones that said, if they go low, we go lower. So obviously she's a liar and a hypocrite. She needs it because she needs to look good in her book. But any moron could call her out on this in a matter of 3 minutes. Oh, because she's also a coward. She don't want to be – that's something Obama would never allow. Something Trump allows all the time. He don't mind conflict and going head-to-head with somebody. Obama was always scared to. They got rid of quite a few reporters out of the pool because they used to go out. You didn't notice that over the years? Yeah, they would just find some reason. Or they would say they were leaking or this, that, or that thing they'd get rid of. Shit, he put more people in jail, press people in jail than anybody did. Yeah, well, I would bet you the majority of them were conservative, just like everybody who was targeted by the IRS was conservative. It's just, you know, and nobody went to jail for that. You don't want to talk about Trump, but there were so many high crimes done under Obama that no one's paid for. But yet we're going to assign a special counsel for Russian collusion that doesn't exist. And there was no evidence to base it on. Well, that's what I like the judge said yesterday. He's a judge. He's actually a Democrat too. He said, well, y'all can go all you want on this. He said, but from what I've seen so far about the dossier and the way they got into this, they have no starting case. Which means it doesn't matter. In the end, Trump's lawyers will eat this up, have this thrown out. And when they do, everybody he convicted's convictions will be overturned. Yeah, because in the beginning, he should have recused himself. He's friends with Comey. And this was what the investigation was over, collusion and you know, for firing his friend, trying to interfere in the investigation. So he had no business being there. There was no Republicans or even middle independents on his staff, all either ex-Hillary people or ex-DNC people. Yeah, it's pretty bad, people. It looks pretty bad. And this wait, and this is still all this $80 million he spent in 2 years of investigation, and all he can find so far is Trump paid some women off to keep quiet. And not about like a crime. It's not something that you can arrest him for because he had sex with him. I know, peeps. I don't even know what to tell you. Getting ridiculous is what it is. It is. It's ridiculous. And here we are going on and on again. But anyway, let's see if y'all can hear a little bit of this clip. We're not going to play the whole damn thing because I can't take any of their voices that long. All right, here we go. This is our – remember, if these two guys here in the middle get killed, this bitch is in charge. Okay? Keep this in mind when you listen to her speak. Oh, my God. Here we go.
Recognize that we must keep government open, that a shutdown is not worth anything, and that we should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House.
But, Nancy, you did a shutdown under Obama.
You have the Senate. You have the House of Representatives. You have the votes. You should pass it.
No, we don't have the votes, Nancy, because in the Senate we need 60 votes.
No, but in the House.
And we don't have.
You could bring it up right now today.
Excuse me. But I can't get it passed in the House if it's not going to pass in the Senate. I don't want to waste time.
Well, the fact is you can get it started that way.
The House we could do.
Oh, you're not Nancy. Just go with it. Give it to the damn wall. No, she ain't going to do it. She's going to keep on.
They won't vote.
You remember after this thing, Trump didn't attack her. She started attracting his manhood. Really? I mean, it's like listening to 12-year-olds. I'm sorry.
So I don't think we should have a debate in front of the press.
And I agree with her on that very much.
The House Republicans could bring up this bill if they had the votes immediately and set the tone for what you want.
If we thought we were going to get it passed in the Senate, Nancy, we would do it immediately. We'd get it passed very easily in the House.
Yeah,
we would get it, Nancy.
Oh, let's see. Well, we'll listen to Trump for a little bit more. It's just hard for me to listen to these people.
It doesn't matter, though, because we can't get it passed in the Senate because we need 10 Democrat votes. Well, that's the problem.
Again, let us have our conversation, and then we can meet with the press again.
Yeah, and see, Nancy can't wheel and deal with the press because she's wanting to get something. She'll probably give you what he wants, but she wants to get something.
That's what the House Republicans could do if they had the votes. But there are no votes in the House, a majority of votes, for a wall.
And why these two idiots, or the big idiot, decided to do this in front of the Media is beyond me. I'm sorry, guys. That shit was too funny. But anyway, we're going to be getting back to regular news here. Y'all just seen that one clip. Yeah, I just, well, the media, of course, is attacking Trump. Well, Schumer and Nancy also sound like morons, but you don't hear them talking about that. It just shows you, because anybody who listens to this is actually thinking, oh my God, and these are the people running the country. These are the four top people in the country. I know. Let's go on to some more fun news here today, okay? Here we go. Yeah. California judge orders porn star to pay Trump's legal fees, $290,000. And wait, it gets better. In the next case, she's got to give back all the money she took from him. So her little Storm and Stormy thing is going to cost her $500,000. Does she even have this? I know. I know. And wait, one of her friends or contrivant, whatever you want to call them, said that Michael Avenatti is the one who talked her into doing all of this. I don't think that's true, but hey, you can sue him now, Stormy. Yes, you're just that kind of sick wicko wacko. And my son asked me earlier today, who wouldn't want to see her naked? I said, well, maybe when she was younger, you know. I said, obviously she's a skank now. Yeah, well, people pay to see her naked now. She'd have to pay me to watch her get naked. I'm serious. There's a lot of beautiful people out there getting naked in for free. And you know, if I had to look at this, I'd want to get paid for it. Or be in some really good drugs. It's just such nasty. What do you mean, Martha? Oh, you just don't like strippers. Well, you know, strippers are people too. Yeah, they all got their stories, and some of them are good, some of them are bad, and some are in between. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't hate on somebody because of their profession. God knows why they got into that. Oh, because I go. Well, I haven't been to one in a while. Probably about a decade now. But I would go. One of my friends asked me, I'd go to a strip joint tomorrow. I ain't got no problem with that. I'm a 50-year-old man. I think if I want to go to one, I can. You know, it's last I checked, there's nothing wrong with any of that stuff unless you got some kind of weird uptightness. Yeah, you know. Well, it's not like they're stripping in front of God or in the church or something. I mean, come on now. Oh, God. Anyway. Like I said, strippers are people, too. I'm just going to ignore that last comment. Google hearing. Tells Congress there are no current plans for China rejects. What? Obviously, there's more to the story. I must not have paid attention when I was reading it earlier. Yeah, sometimes I kind of go through them kind of fast if they're not really, you know, exciting. Well, China's been stealing everybody's stuff. They've done copied every iPhone there is, probably most of Samsung's phone, and yet there's nothing you can do about it. So the world needs to crack down on it. They can't keep letting this shit go on. No, they need to start cracking down on it. What I would do is I would just start seizing stuff from them. I'd say, okay, well, you don't want to pay up. You're saying you're not doing it. Well, we know you're doing it. You don't want to do it. I would just start seizing cargo when it came in. Mm-hmm. Or putting ungodly tariffs where China's either got to, you know, give in or – because China's not a resource-rich country. You have to remember this. They're pretty much a landlocked country for the most part. Well, they have access, but, I mean, it's the way they're designed. Well, they get, you know, Taiwan, they've got water on that side over there, but not as much on the rest of the country. So say 2/3 landlocked, but half their country is desert and mountains. You're not growing shit there. Their water is more polluted than India's is. They're about the size of the continental U.S., but with about 8% of the resources that we have. They don't have the temperate weather and temperate climate we've got. It's just, they're a mess. And when pushed to shove, they will fall apart quickly. They've got a pretty good manufacturing base now, but they don't have the materials to manufacture. You can have the manufacturing. See, the difference with, like in World War II, the United States had a big manufacturing base, and we still do. But we have the resources to manufacture. China doesn't. And even Russia really doesn't have the resources to give them. Well, fuel and natural gas, they probably do. But steel and stuff like that, not so much, and other stuff. And most of the lithium is on this side of the world, not that side of the world. Even though there is some in Turkey, but most of it's on this side of the world. And Turkey's just not going to give China its lithium. They're going to be like, screw you, buddy. We're NATO members. you want to come get my lithium, you're going to have to start World War III. Well, before we move on to this story, I was getting a kick the other day because I was watching CNN and they're like, it was about 3-4 days ago, and after Trump said they were chanting his name in Paris. Well, CNN makes this big deal about it. Well, day before yesterday and yesterday, they were actually chanting Trump's name in Paris. They were telling Macron he needs to be more like Trump and believe in his country. Have you seen the media picking up anywhere? I've seen it on several French news medias. Maybe Fox carried it in the United States, maybe One World, but oh no, because the regular media is not going to carry that. One, it makes them look like idiots, and two, they don't want to think, you know, and they can't even. And what gets me is the media can't even hide it anymore. Europe is all but going conservative. Sweden is going so conservative they're thinking about not even joining the EU anymore. Yeah, they don't want to be involved after how the EU just let their country go to shit in a handbag because they just let, you know, 500,000 Muslims come rampage through a country not even set up for those kind of immigrants. I mean, the mass volume. I wasn't even talking about the criminal part of it. Yeah, I mean, Europe basically – Merkel basically let in 2 million Muslims, 1 million into Germany, 1 million into the rest of the EU, and then a couple more, almost 1 million after that. And it wreaked havoc across all of Europe. All of Europe. It was so much that the Brits left. They're like, no, you're not going to do this. We're leaving. You're not going to turn the EU into the Muslim EU. It's just not going to happen. They're not happy with it. So they're leaving. And they're not the only ones. Italy and Greece are both talking about leaving. A couple of countries that were talking about joining are no longer going to join now. And then they started talking about, oh, let's put a military together. Do you really want someone like Macron or Merkel taking care of a military the size of the one the United States has? Really? Yeah, that scares even me. Come on. Germany started both world wars, one and two, and y'all wanted to let her have a military. Oh, my God. We'd have heard, woke up one morning as they were rampaging over China and Russia and asking America for help. I know, it's just so stupid. Well, there has been a lot of racial stuff, but there's been a lot of hate against whites more than any of right now. Currently in our country, whites are probably hated on more than any other ones are. Well, that's because you got half the Democratic Party, which is white, is hating on whites. And then the regular stuff that you get from other races. Yeah, it's just stupid. Columbia University investigating student deeply disturbing racial diatribe. I just love white men. Okay. So that's your preference. Are we talking about in people or are we talking about in relationships? Because I want to say this guy looks like he might be not straight. How's that? Columbia University, let's see. Incident involving student yelling at classmate, white people are the best thing that happened to the world. Oh, man. Let's see. What is this guy? He's in psychology? No, physics. He's a physics student named Julian von Ebel. Von up. See, he got that German in him. Shouting at a group of black students at 4 a.m. on Sunday, who built the modern world? Europeans built the modern world. Who saves billions of people from starvation? Oh, man. Well, because if I know why he's doing it, because young white men in the country are being discriminated against at a high, high rate. Not only that, they're trying to be made to feel guilty for things that went on in the world that they had no control of. I talk to young guys about this all the time. They're getting tired of this. They're saying, why are we being blamed for something that went on 200, 300, 400 years ago that we had nothing to do? And again, like the guy the other day going on about slavery and whites, only 3% of white people own slaves in the United States. That means 97% didn't. But yet, for some reason, people think that all of the white people in America should be, oh, why? They went and fought and died for the freedom of blacks. So why should they be all offended like that? Yeah, because it's not a true statement. Only 3% of whites, and for that matter, 1% of blacks own slaves, by the way. So 3% of whites and 1% of blacks. And it's something we never talk about. We never talk about that almost every black slave that came to this country was sold to traders by the Zulu. Yeah, so this is blacks selling blacks to whites. But yet they want all the white people to feel guilty, but they don't, it's okay that the black people did it. No, this shit doesn't work. It just doesn't. We have to have honest conversations. And you can't blame all white people because of a government that was allowed for this to go on. Because if you're going to do that, you're going to have to go back and blame every Zulu tribe, every leader that went on. Shit, for most, matter of fact, you have to blame most of the tribes in Africa. And if you want restitution, because I always hear them say, well, we should get restitution. You should, from the people in Africa who sold you to the people here, not from the people here. Because in the end, these white people weren't willing to go tramping through all over Africa to go catch slaves because it was too easy to get killed. That's why they wanted the blacks to do it in the first damn place. And they were more than willing to go do it. No ifs, ands, or buts. But what the only reason I'm even talking about this is because it's not something that people want to talk about in a polite conversation. Never want to talk about the facts. We always want to talk about the good facts, but not the real facts. Yeah, the fake facts I hear all the time, but the real facts, we never want to talk about. We never want to talk about how many people died in the Civil War. And it was a lot. We never want to talk about that. And again, as this was brought up to me 2 years ago, and I've brought it up many times, how many black people have you seen, famous black people, have you seen go on television and thank the white people who fought, the families who fought and died so that they could be free? Not one that I know of. To date, not one. Yeah. See, it's all in the eye of the beholder. It's like the other day when somebody told me, well, whites have never been slaves. I'm still laughing about that. Oh, I know. Almost every slave in Europe was white. Most of the slaves for the Greeks and the Romans were white. Even for the Mongols. I mean, it's hard to make people understand it because they think of blacks in the United States, but they don't understand Africa was never a major player back in the day. It was just the Middle East was. But lower parts of Africa, half of people never even knew it existed. They didn't even get popularized until the Brits started going down there. That's what I'm saying. There's thousands of years where they were just pretty much left alone and the rest of the world was just growing and doing its thing. It's just because we don't want to talk about truths. We only want to talk about fake news or fake facts. We don't want to talk about the real facts. We don't want to talk about how things can happen in a country, why the United States is the most powerful, most modern. Well, I don't know if it's the most modern anymore, but it used to be the most modern country on the planet. We don't want to talk about that. And again, like Jerome just said, we should get restitution. You should, but you should get it from the Zulu, not from America. My family never owned slaves. Why would I give you restitution? Most of the fact, majority of people in, majority of white families in this country didn't own slaves. So why would they want to give you their tax money? No. You either need to find the family lines that got you here or sue the family lines that you know gave you away from Africa. But don't try to blame it on all the rest of the people in the country because we're not going to go for it. It's just not going to happen because if that's the case, white people are going to want reparations from at least 7 or 8 nations that I can think of right offhand. And hell, we ain't even got into the Asians yet or the Orientals, Lord. Yeah, people forget they were slaves all over the damn place. Slavery was a part of our world, and it's still part of our world we're trying to end. But don't act like your race or you've got like a corner market on it because you don't. Yeah, I know. And that's only recent slavery. When you talk about black slavery, when you go beyond that, you get into a whole other thing. Well, oh, you mean we were talking about Noah the other night? Well, that's okay. It's all in the way you want to look at it. I would say all them slaves in the Middle East were not black or white. Well, a lot of them say they were white because they're portrayed in the movies and everything else as Noah was a white man. And maybe it's true. I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know. But if I'm going to go by the area, then I'm going to think they were light brown colored. So I don't really think they were white. Maybe, well, whatever Middle Easterners are, whatever you want to put on them. But you can't identify them as Africans, and you can't really identify them as white. So, I mean, they might. individually, but I mean, if you're going to break it down by the color barrier, then it's a whole different thing. Oh, I know, it's all stupidity. Slavery should not be allowed in our world of any kind. We should not allow any type of sex trafficking or any of that shit. We should crack down on this stuff like a ton of bricks. There's so many things we could crack down on that we just let slide. Well, it's like when you look around, not just at our country, but around the world right now, mental health care should be the number one thing on the list right now. Because that seems to be where most of the problems are occurring from lately. From crazy-ass shooters to truck drivers to God knows what else. Maybe we should really start working on identifying mental health problems. Look, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know how we're going to go about doing it, but it's something we really need to look at. I know. It's. Oh, look at that. Man gives away his frequent flyer miles to send stranger home for the holidays. That was sweet of him. It was nice of him. He didn't have to do that. And, you know, you got to spend some money to get them frequent flyer miles. Feds target more work sites, crack down on undocumented workers, but not their employers. Well, because what they're going to do is they're going to keep doing this. And if we don't start seeing a steady drop across the board in immigrants and illegals, then we're going to start going after the companies and the businesses. They've already talked about like fruit pickers and stuff like that, fining the owners like 25 cents a piece or something, you know, 25 cents a piece of fruit or a corn or whatever. You know, if they didn't think there were jobs here, they would stop coming here. And it's not like we don't need so many people. We really do. We just don't need tens of thousands of them crossing our border at any given time. They need to be vetted. I like living in a safe country. I don't want to be living in somewhere like France or Pakistan or Iran, okay? I like living here. And I don't want to see my country turn into one of them back-ass shithole banana republics. Yes, I can most certainly say it. You don't have to like it. Turn off the radio. Kathy Lee Gifford announces she's leaving the Today Show. Well, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, time to move on. Trump's EPA takes aim at Obama-era clean water rules, prompting outcry from environmentalists. Okay, environmentalists, until you actually know what they're going to do, there's no reason to outcry. Now, if what I read today was true and they were talking about lowering it by 30,000 parts per million, that ain't shit. I mean, that's not going to affect us in any shape, form, or fashion. No, it's too diluted. Yeah, well, I've heard it too because I live in the state full. So both states I live in are full of water. And no, I believe in clean water. I believe in clean air. I believe in all of that. But I don't believe in it to the fact where it chokes the country and strangles the people. Because if you kill your country, it doesn't matter if you have clean water, does it? I know. Sometimes you just got to wonder about how stupid these politicians are. Well, if people can't feed themselves and clothe themselves, really clean water is not doing them much good, is it? Yeah, because they're probably still drinking out of a ditch somewhere. It's just retarded how our country gets sometimes. No, but I think we should keep an eye on this and make sure that if they're going to roll back stuff, because everything Obama put in place was to hurt the country. Everything he did, come on. Even when the economy was crashing, George Bush had a 4.0 GDP. He told us himself, 2.3 is the new norm. 2.3, we can't even compete with the rest of the world. But that was supposed to be the new norm. And what got me is how many Americans are like, well, okay. And I'm thinking, God dang, how dumb are you people? Y'all make me believe in that chemtrail bullshit. Yeah, it's praying, you know, make dumbing down America. Oh, God. Maybe that's why they're legalizing pot. So Americans would be like, well, yeah, okay. I'm stoned. Look, if they weren't trying to use this against us, they wouldn't allow for edibles. If it was just smoking pot, nah. Have y'all done edibles? Oh, my God, people. I did some when I was in Colorado. Shit, I'm lucky I thought I did LSD or something, which I have done when I was younger. It's ridiculous. And then they wonder why people fall asleep and running people, why there was nobody dying from marijuana until Colorado said, oh, yeah, y'all can have edibles. Yeah, here you go. and people start running over people, falling asleep and shit. Because it's like everything else. When you give a liberal a mile, they want another 100 to go with it. Yeah, it's like they don't even know what moderation is, but yet they preach it to us all the time. Look, liberals, I'm on y'all. I've been on the conservatives a lot, but I'm on y'all. Right now, y'all are the problem. Y'all are trying to hurt this country. Obama was a direct attempt to hurt this country. I have no doubt. Personally, I think he's a traitor to the United States. And I think in the history, long-term history, it'll reflect that. Because things he did suggested that, you know, he was not what he appeared to be. Yeah, a lot of things. Come on, just the Iran deal suggested he was anti-American. Yeah, $150 million to a terrorist state who's been trying to wipe us and Israel out for 50 years. And he couldn't even deny it because he was busted. He tried to do it on a sneak. Yeah, he just got busted. It got leaked. Yeah, that's why he's so hard on leaks. He was going to try to do that on a QT and not let anybody know. It just backfired on him. Okay. Again, here we go with somebody who is not a time, he's not man of the year. For who? None of y'all even knew who this jerk was until he got killed. It's like when they tried to make a hero out of Whitney Houston or Michael Jackson or Prince. These were drug addicts. They died from drug overdoses. And y'all want to make them into heroes. Get the fuck out of here, people. That's what's wrong with kids today. Oh, well, it's okay if they do drugs. Well, we don't want you doing drugs, son. But yeah, it's cool that Michael Jackson did it or she died from an overdose. And if y'all wouldn't have made such a big – wouldn't have downplayed it, her daughter would probably still be alive today. But y'all made it out like, oh, well, she was a hero. We even put the half mask for her. And 6 months later, her daughter's dead from the same thing because you didn't address the problem. That's society today. Oh, well, who is this guy a hero to? This guy was a traitor to his country, and y'all want to make him into a hero now because what? Because he did some articles for the New York Post from time to time? It's like the other day when we were watching the Bush funeral. Oh, he's so great. No, he wasn't. He sucked. He was a crappy president. Then he did such a good job at the CIA, they fired his ass. Oh, yeah, we're supposed to be like, oh. You know, that irritates me more than anything else. The person's dead, that's fine. Show your respects, but don't try to make them out to be somebody they weren't. I actually feel for this guy. I heard the tape where he was gasping for breath. He said he couldn't breathe. His last words was, I can't breathe, and then he died. And then they cut him up and disposed of him in acid. Yeah, well, at least they killed him first. These are the Saudis we're talking about. They could have just cut him and put him in acid first. Yeah, I wouldn't. And he had to know. When he left the dad and went to work for the Sun and he started talking shit about the prince, he had to know this was coming. This isn't the first time the prince has killed someone over something like this. I don't know what the hell he thought was going on. A judge awards Trump's lawyers nearly $300,000 in Stormy Daniels' suit. Yeah, we talked about that earlier. NASA probe finds signs of water on nearby asteroid. Nah, nothing proves me right. I've been saying this for 2 decades. That water is the norm in the universe, not the abnormal. You're going to find it in many, many, many more places than we thought, along with life and other stuff. So I'm glad when these things come up. This is the... should Joy Bohr be fired from The View for trying to bully Meghan McCain? And 87% of people say yes. They don't have any votes on it, but still. Trump vows government shutdown. You morons, I'm shutting the government down. Well, I would be scared of government shutdown, but the last two I seen didn't even seem to affect us any. Yeah, unless you're a tourist. I'm just saying, unless you're a tourist. This was a cool story. Land Rover makes dream come true for 87-year-old ex-employee. That's just sweet of them, dude. That's just nice to see people doing that. And, of course, we get that sweet story, and then right underneath it, mom allegedly drowns twin 10-month-old boys in motel where she'd been given a free stay. Why would you do that? I mean, I'm looking into her eyes. I mean, right now it just looks like there's nothing there, but... Why wouldn't you just ask somebody to take them first? Oh, this next story. I love this next one. This one cracks me up. This is Thelma and Louise of the nun community. Oh, yes, this is. This is Thelma and Louise of the nun community. Two nuns admit embezzling $500,000 and spending it on gambling sprees in Las Vegas. Oh, Satan must have got up your drawers, baby, is all I can say. Oh, yeah. It's two nuns. Well, is the church going to forgive them? Or is the church going to put their asses in jail? They two old nuns. Hold on. I got a picture of them in here. No, I read the story earlier today. Oh, this ain't the same pic. But anyway, they had them both. There's Vegas. There they are doing their nunly thing. Well, anyway, they showed them earlier. I don't know why it's not coming up now. But yeah, they were eight kind of oldie goldie nuns. Mm-hmm. I know. Slaying pregnant teenager, 17, allegedly puts in dumpster by football player who fathered the child. Another sick fuck. Ooh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I don't know if this. She looks like a sweet girl. I mean, she might be a bitch as far as I know, but she looks like a sweet girl. She's 17. She was just starting out her life. I don't even know how you. Well, you know, killing old people sucks, and it sucks for old people because I'm an old people, but, you know, you're 60, 70, 80 years old. You've lived a long life. 17 is not shit. I mean, at 17, I thought I knew everything, and I knew absolutely nothing, but I was, man, raring to go. And I had just lost my father, and I was raring to go. It was crazy. NFL power rankings. What has happened to the Pittsburgh Steelers? I don't know, but I hope they keep up because we got to play them in 2 weeks. Well, we do. I mean, the Saints play them. We 11 and 2 Saints play the Carolina Panthers next week on the road. Then they play Pittsburgh at home and Carolina at home. The Saints went out. They are number one seed in the NFC and we'll get a bye. Yes. And the road to the Super Bowl goes through the dome. So, yeah, they don't have to go play on the road nowhere. But that's if they went out. Because thanks to Chicago, which I could go up there and kiss them all, they beat the L.A. Rams, who we beat just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and which gives us the tiebreaker. Dun, 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 dun. What do you mean? You're talking about New England. I don't know if New England's going to get it. I think the red team. Damn. They went out of my head for some reason. They're ranked third right now. It's the Saints, the Rams, and the reason they're ranked third is because the Rams beat them. The Chiefs. Yeah, the Chiefs are third. Pretty much for the playoffs to happen the way everybody wants it to, everybody right now currently has to win out. Because New England just lost. Did y'all see that game, Miami, with that
play at the end? That was good, man.
That hurt them. Yeah, in the playoff standings, that hurt them. They were trying not to. You know how it is. You can't lose anything this time of year, so hopefully the Saints will win out. Well, actually, in their last Super Bowl bid in 2009, they lost their last three games. By the way, the guy who broke their winning streak, their 13-game winning streak was the frickin' Cowboys, which who broke their winning streak this time was the Cowboys. Oh, I think I think they got to come to the Dome and play us in the Dome. I think they got a chance. Look, they only scored 13 points against us. Yeah, and we only let 14 get scored this past week. Dallas can get lit up. Hell, that's if they can hear to even get their plays off in the Dome. Shit. Actually, I think Death Valley's worse than a dome, and it's open. For anybody who don't know, Death Valley is LSU. It's a bigger stadium, too. Grace Melanian, alleged killer, posted chilling comments on Facebook before she went missing. She's still missing. And I don't know if that's enough to question, but I don't think that's enough to convict on. Yeah, just because somebody said something. And it's not like they confessed it, so. Oh, I'm sure they're up there, you know. I'm sure they're using them as a suspect. I'm sorry, as a suspect. Mm-hmm. This one. Look, ladies, what is with y'all? Where were y'all when I was a teenager? Former beauty queen sent nude pictures to 15-year-old student on Snapchat, police say. Now, this is another teacher. This is like teacher number 200 in the last, I don't know, 18 months or so. And she was a former beauty queen for either having sex or sending porn to young men. Now, granted, when I was a kid, this was acceptable. Nobody would even complain about this. Oh, look how lucky the guy was. But if it would have been a 15-year-old girl and a guy did it, he'd have been going to jail. Well, that had to change because it's not fair. Consensual is still consensual, whether it's male or female. And in the end, that's what the judges are more interested in. Well, no, I think in most of the states, 16 and under is statutory. And it just depends on the states and the circumstances, but... Well, you may get 15 years, you may not get any jail time. That really has more to do with the judge and the circumstances than it does anything else. In this woman's case, she's going to probably be looking at a little jail time. She's 15 is a minor. They might let her off. I mean, they'll probably put her on probation if they do, but it's hard to say. And it also has to do with what her motivations were. I don't know, but it has become a big problem amongst millennial women. I know, man. I don't know what's up with that. This poor baby, Sarah Hyland. Now, you know, y'all know her from Modern Family, which I've watched her a few times myself. She seems like she's a sweetie in real life. She's on her second kidney transplant. I know, and she guy can't be what in her 20s. Oh, and these three, this is dumb, and dumbest. Yeah, and whichever way you want to go with it, it doesn't matter to me. So these idiots are Sonic employees and were arrested because they put an ecstasy pill into a kid's meal. Yeah. Yeah. If y'all don't know what ecstasy is, look it up. But Jesus, y'all should know what ecstasy is, especially if you got kids. It's like a mild form of LSD. So they put it in the kids. Oh, man, see, the cops couldn't have got there fast enough. I would have went inside and beat the shit out of all three of them. Because I'd have been the one going to jail. No, man. It's like putting my hands on my kids or trying to drug me. Oh, no. I'm going to lose my mind. Oh, no. That shit ain't going to happen. No matter whose kids it was. If it was even somebody else's kid, that's just bullshit. Man who claimed Howard Hughes' inheritance dies in Nevada. He was 74. He said that he had $156 million came to him that Hugh Hefner did a handwritten will to him. And it turned out they said it was his thing, but it wasn't notarized. And also they were like, no. I'm like, he got screwed because the family just had the money. That's why. And who knows if it was true or not. But he's gone, so there's no reason to argue about that anymore. Then we actually talked a little bit about this last night. New data shows asylum claims spiking at U.S. ports of entry. Yeah, how come that's not a shock? But anyway, we're going to get out of here, guys. Next week, we're live Monday and Tuesday. Then the following 2 weeks, which, of course, is Christmas and New Year's, you may see me here on New Year's Day, but more than likely, we'll probably take both those off. There will be music playing. I like to play a lot of music during the holidays. And there will be some live shows as well. And the regular schedule will be there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Saturday, it's just Monday and Tuesday are the holidays. But in case I don't hear or see anybody before then, I hope you really thoroughly enjoy your holiday. Give your family a hug. Tell everybody you love them. You know, and enjoy life. Remember, it is the season of giving and the season of smiling. Try a couple smiles here and there. Actually, Janine, I was going to talk about the stuff in France, but we got to get out of here. Michael Angley's coming up next. I would have liked to talk a little bit about this one, too, about, you know, they're giving Kevin Hart so much shit, and there's so many other actresses and comedians that have said homophobic or racist stuff. Well, I'm not even a big fan of Kevin Hart, but I just think it's the hypocrisy. It's liberal hypocrisy. Yeah, that's how it's going to be, and we don't care what you think. Yeah. Canadian court grants bail to CFO of China's whole company. Yeah, she's going to disappear. You watch and see. Yeah, because she's going to jail, so they're going to get her out of there as fast as they can. Oh, yeah. But anyway, let me get out of here so Michael Angley can come up and have the mic up next. Be sure to go out and take the poll about The View and Joy Barr and Megan Kelly. I'd like y'all to hear y'all's opinion on that. I'm going to put up a poll about today's little meeting with Trump and Pelosi and see how that goes. But anyway, on that note, I'm going to get out of here. Again, thanks for tuning in to News on the Flip Side, Tuesday's edition with Joe Montaldo. I hope you all enjoyed the show. Any moans, groans, bitches, or complaint, you can write to me at icar@cox.net. Good night, everybody.
Living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a natural. I'm bleeding heart of stone. You gotta be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.